Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Father, Spirit, Son, Holy Trinity, three in one, be in our living and breathing, that through our hearts and my words, your truth may be heard. Amen. So today in the liturgical year, it is Trinity Sunday, a day when we ponder the great mystery of how our God is three in one and also one in three. And this Sunday in the church calendar is also one where, across the Anglican Communion, rectors doing the rota decide that this Sunday the curate will preach. So we know, don't we, that the Trinity can be a bit confusing, and we have these wonderful gifts, don't we, of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, and all can be described as separate entities really well, but also they are together as one. And there's this wonderful relationship between all three, which is where the superpower of God comes from. At Theological College, we study the Trinity for a whole module. And what's especially interesting is that for centuries, Christian leaders have argued about how to explain the Trinity and the relationship between all three. And even the church didn't agree with each other over the explanation of the Trinity. And in 1054, the church split from east to west because of this issue. It was called the Great Schism. So what hope is there for a lowly curate from Bedhampton? Well, I didn't want to do a sermon that was really so full of theological jargon that you would all fall asleep. So I came up with a really, well, mediocre, actually, way of explaining the Trinity. And that is by using a prop. And my special prop today is Nigel. So, Nigel, will you come up, please? Thank you for helping me. So, we all know Nigel, and Nigel comes to church every week, and he's very much part of our worshipping community. But I wonder how many of you know what Nigel does when he's not at church. So we have our first version of Nigel coming. This is Nigel in his day job, everybody. So Nigel, for everybody who doesn't know, could you please explain what you do when you're at work?
I look after a team of people who change what air traffic controllers see and basically keep the planes safe in the sky.
So big responsibility, big job. Probably not many of you knew that, did you? There we go. Thank you very much, Nigel. So, secondly, some of us do know this, but we have our second version of Nigel, who's just about to pop out from behind the scenes there. This is our second version of Nigel. So everybody knows that Nigel is a scout leader. Most people know that. So Nigel, can you explain about that, please?
So I look after young people and help them develop in the community in the same way that Lisa's taught me in the past.
Oh, well done. Thank you very much, Nigel. So Nigel, Nigel version number two. And then we've got another Nigel, another version of Nigel, which you all know, but we have some props to demonstrate this version. Like to come out and show everybody. Nigel at home. Nigel, tell us about your home life.
So I have a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter who I love and look after.
Amazing. That's why I gave him
a
lot, and that's why I gave you the Superman apron. So well done. Thank you very much, Nigel. Let's give Nigel a really big round of applause for that. Thank you for helping me. And so Nigel can do all of these things together, often interchangeably, and he is still Nigel. Wonderful Nigel. And he is our superhero because all three Nigels work together and are absolutely fab. So thank you very much to that. So that's my lame attempt to explain the Trinity using Nigel. But often, if we explain the Trinity, we can really focus on the individual aspects of each part because they are okay to explain individually. Simply, there is a God who loves us and made us, and who sent his Son to suffer and die for us, and who left his Spirit to help and guide us. And sometimes of those functions are easily explained as God the Creator, Christ the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit as the Sustainer. But the true meaning of the Trinity and the Trinity's power is when all three are together, because they work in unity. And this doesn't mean being the same. Much different, diverse action is happening, often like Nigel's three different parts. God is simultaneously there in all three. But the word Trinity doesn't actually appear in the Bible. But we hear quite clearly in our gospel reading today, Jesus' great commission to his disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells of his return to the Father and promises the coming of that Spirit we've heard about in recent weeks. And in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he acknowledges all three because he says the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we sometimes say that during this service. So throughout the Bible, there are many references to God and the three, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. And the creed that we say each Sunday also explains in a theological statement about the Trinity. In fact, I heard that the creed always comes in this service after the sermon so that we can clear up any heresies that have been said. So thankfully we have that in a minute. But here's the important point, because people do not come to God because we can explain the theological doctrine of the Trinity. We do not need to explain the Trinity when people are baptized. People come to be baptized because we can share in real terms how God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have acted in our lives and change our lives and make it better. The Trinity is not just words to be said. They are fully involved in our lives. And when we say them in this service, particularly in the blessing at the end, it's a reminder that we are always in the presence of the Trinity. The Trinity is a mystery, not that we don't understand it, but like God, there is so much more than we can ever fully understand. Like we might read the Bible to better understand God or Jesus, but often when I read parts of the Bible that I'm familiar with, new things speak to me because of the Spirit. And we might experience God or Jesus, the Holy Spirit in prayer or because of something that's happened. But the real message of trying to explain the Trinity is we don't really have to. The point is, we don't necessarily figure out this stuff by reading and learning. If we did, we might miss the greater things to which they point. But by experiencing them, there is so much more than a scientific explanation. The Trinity is a way of showing that our God is God with us, who suffered pain and died. And the Trinity is showing new life in the gift of the Spirit. This Trinity has a relationship with all of us and can transform the world. Let us pray. Life-creating God, life-redeeming Jesus, life-sustaining Spirit, make yourself known to us in new ways, in exciting ways, and in challenging ways. Empower us and inspire us, glorious Trinity. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.